the name of the God, and you know that that is more important for me. So I didn't bring you anything. Then what? Then God sent another one. Another one. Not, yeah. Those four angels, they come down with no success. Then Israel is there. Israel will come down, and earth will start to talk all those nonsenses. And Israel will say, yeah, by the way, did you see that birdie? It's flying up there. Earth, look up there. The earth will go back. What the hell with you and all your problem? You ordered me? I'll do it. So he will take this. Then what will happen? Then God will say, good guy. So you are the life giver here. How about you taking their life as well? Israel will say, excuse me? Yeah, you take their life. Say, what? They all will hate me. You said I was a good guy, didn't you? I said, who? Nobody will hate you. They are so silly. They believe that one died from the disease, that one died in the accident, that one died. Then Israel will think and say, what about him? There are exceptional clever guys. They say, those guys, they know you're nobody. I am the one. You are doing the job I ordered you. So even they will not hate you. This is a long story. To explain what? First of all, to explain that, look at you. What do you like and what you don't like? When I talk about Israel, how do you feel? Awful. Why? Why? Because death is the other side of the coin of life, and it should be there. So why do you hate that fellow? What do you think about death and life? What do you think about your existence? These all will be explained here. This is a long story. Let's read a little bit of it.
When the Maker willed to bring man into existence for the purpose of probation with good and evil.
Read it again.
When the Maker willed to bring man into existence for the purpose of probation with good and evil.
Translation. First verse, right? Opening of this long story. It says, God wanted to create the human being because he wanted to make this game of goodness and awfulness. Khair and shar. Do you remember? Khair is not good. It's good for everyone. It's the best equality. It says, this is it. God created you because you have the choice. God created you to give you the choice to choose to be good or to be bad. When you're born, you could be both. This is what it is. So, this is the goal of the creation of a human being, to Rumi. Being good or being bad? Yes.
He commanded Gabriel, the true, saying, go take a handful of clay from the earth as a pledge. He girt his loins and came to the earth that he might execute the command of the Lord of created beings. That obedient one moved his hand towards the earth. The earth withdrew herself and was afraid. Then the earth loosed her tongue and made supplication, saying, for the sake of the reverence due to the unique Creator, take leave of me and go. Spare my life. Go turn aside from me the reins of thy white steed. For God's sake, leave me, and do not plunge me into the troubles of obligation and danger. For the sake of the favor by which God chose thee out and revealed to thee the knowledge in the universal tablet, so that thou hast become the teacher of the angels and art conversing with God continually, for thou wilt be the messenger sent to the prophets, thou art the life of the inspired spirit, not of the body.
Are you listening?
Flattery.
Yes. This is it. Suddenly Earth knows everything. And he knows Gabriel. Who is Gabriel? Honest. Gabriel, that messenger of God in this story, drops in. Before dropping in, Rumi will name him Honest. Because this is what it is. When the honesty comes in, everything is different now. So the earth will explain that you are the good one, God gave you this, you are the teacher, you are doing this. All of this means what? It means that I know you. And I know you're good. And you want to be good. But this is no good for me. It's bad for me. Yes.
Thou hast superiority over Seraphiel, because he is the body's life. Thou art the spirit's. The blast of his trumpet is the growth of bodies. Thy breath is the growth of the single heart. The life of the heart is the soul of the body. Therefore, thy gift is superior to his. Again,
here he's repeating one word in a very silly way in Persian language, because normally we don't use that word, we use some other words. The giving, right? Do you remember last paragraph what he was talking about? That listen, there are some given stuff to you, and there are some potentiality that you go and earn and cause and effect and all that stuff, right? Here, the earth is talking about that, and he will say, this is it. He gave you this, he gave you that, he gave you that. By these givings, you have all these qualities. Yes.
Again, Michael gives the sustenance for the body. Thy labor gives the sustenance for the illuminated heart. He has filled his skirt with gifts by measure. Thy gifts of sustenance are immeasurable. Moreover, thou art better than Azrael, the tyrannous and enraged, even as mercy is prior to wrath. These four are the bearers of the throne, and thou, king, thou art the best of all of the four from being awake.
Bring him on the pedestal and saying that within these four angels who are taking care of the sky, you are the best. Look at you. So please, yes.
On the day of the congregation, thou wilt see its bearers are eight. At that time, thou also wilt be the most excellent of its eight. Thus was she enumerating and weeping. She guessed what was the object of this. Gabriel was a mine of reverence and respect. Those adjurations barred the way against him. Inasmuch as she entreated and adjured him, he returned and said, O Lord of thy servants, that I have not been remiss in thy affair, but thou knowest what happened better. She pronounced the name of awe, of which, O all-seeing one, the seven heavens would cease from their course. Shame came over me. I was abashed by thy name. Else 'tis easy to convey a handful of earth. For thou hast bestowed such a strength upon the angels that they can tear these celestial spheres to shreds.
Translation. The trick is, Earth did not want this to happen. Okay. So is it a choice or what? Is it a tradition or what? He tried to make his point and convinced Gabriel with the name of the God to give up. Why? Why all of this? Because Earth knows that he has a choice here. He is trying to stop this process because he knows what will happen. Now, the second angel, Michael, yes.
The sending of Michael, on whom be peace, to take a handful of clay from the earth for putting together the frame of the blessed body of the Father of mankind, the vice-regent of God, Adam, on whom be peace, the adored of the angels and their teacher. He said to Michael, "Do thou go down and seize like a lion a handful of clay from her."
Ah, the first one was go and pick up some clay. Here, the second one is go and grab a feast of that earth and bring it up. Yes?
When Michael reached the earth, he put forth his hand to seize from her. The earth trembled and began to flee. She became suppliant and shed tears. Her breast burning, she made supplication and earnest entreaty. With bloody tears, she adjured him, saying, "By the gracious, incomparable God who hath made thee the bearer of the majestic throne, thou art the overseer for measuring the world's means of sustenance. Thou art the ladler to them that thirst for the bounty. Because Mikael is derived from Kail and has become the measurer in dispensation and the means of subsistence."
Translation. Yeah. Suddenly the earth is explaining that you, Michael, your name comes from the base of Kale, and you are my Kale, and blah, 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 blah. All of it, that's the magic, because you are the giver of eating stuff. Whatever we eat, whatever we consume, it's in your hand. Yes.
"Give me quarter. Set me free. See how I am uttering words stained with blood. The angel is a mine of God's mercy." He said, "How should I sprinkle this salt on that wound? Just as the devil is a mine of God's wrath, for he hath raised up a roar from the sons of Adam. The precedence of mercy over wrath exists. O youth, clemency was predominant in the nature of God."
Ah, this is the point. I'm telling you this story, and somehow you are hesitating because you forget something here. That I'm talking about the angels. Mm-hmm. And these angels are like God. Mm-hmm. So for them, pity is always the winner. They are pitiful. They are kind. That's why this is happening. These angels will not succeed to do this. Yes.
"His servants necessarily possess his disposition. Their water skins are filled from the water of his stream. The messenger of God and the guide on the journey said that the men follow the usage of their kings. Michael went to the Lord of the judgment with hand and sleeve empty of the object of his quest. He said, 'O knower of the secret, O peerless king, the earth bound me by lamenting and weeping. Tears were precious with thee. I could not feign not to have heard. Moaning and wailing had great value with thee. I could not leave their rites unheeded. With thee, the moist eye is much prized. How should I have become quarrelsome in resisting?'"
Uh-huh. You see all the explanation. These are the stuff that I hope you will read it in the next month, and you will see.